The pick is in. What's up, you fucking nerds? It's time for Shrek Attack. I'm Shrek, the host, Brandon Schreckengost. Last week, we had a riddle. It was something along the lines of, like, what can bring the dead back to life? What makes you happy? What makes you cry? Yada yada. Go back and check it out. It's before the intro if you want to know the exact riddle. The answer is memory. I really don't want to spend too much time on it because it just, you know, brings back bad memories of defeat. But we have a new one on Sunday in which half the people I'm going with are going to be listening to this podcast. So do a good fucking job, huh? Huh, let's do a good fucking job today. Let's escape that room. Let's get a free fucking beverage at the end, huh? We gotta go into this thing with that attitude, you know? We love winning, but we hate losing more. Fuck losing, you know? We're not gonna lose this one. We're gonna win. We're gonna escape. We're gonna get a free fucking beverage. We're gonna spend the full time with a bartender. It's gonna be great. Drunk escape room. Let's fucking go. Let's escape. Hands up. Team on me. Team on three. One, two, three. Team. They wanted a little bit of a motivational speech, so you know, that was it. I'm a very motivational person, what can I say? So this week, you already know, we're going to go ahead and see how well I did at my mock draft. Brandon, why are you doing draft content 2 weeks in a row? Content, baby. Content. That's why. I do want to say that I did say last week that my mock draft would probably be dog shit, and it kind of was. But hey, let's start it off. Number one overall, Caleb Williams, and the number one pick was Caleb Williams. I'm 1-for-1. 100% rate. Okay, that's it. End of podcast. Hit the fucking music. I'm kidding. Hey, it would have been cool to have a perfect bracket, but didn't happen. Number two, I said Drake May because that was the analytics PFF that went with. And you know what? It was Jaden Daniels. I was wrong. Number two, it took two picks for me to get it wrong. Hey, most years I get it wrong on the first pick, so improvement. Number three ended up being Drake May. Both of them, I believe, are good picks. All three, I think, are good picks. I'm disappointed the Bears got a quarterback that's not named Justin Fields. Then the Washington football team just liked Jaden Daniels over Drake May. Then Drake May fell to the Patriots, and they also need a quarterback. So all three teams, I think, nailed the picks. And for number three, I said J.J. McCarthy, of course. I thought they'd just be in love with him. But J.J. also went for like sooner than he should have. We'll get to it. Marvin Harrison Jr. was number four to the Cardinals. That's also what I predicted. I think they needed a weapon. I think he is an elite talent. It's kind of a shame that once you get a generational talent like this, he drops to four because of QB needy teams. But good pick for the Cardinals. I think that Kyler Murray will love utilizing him, especially in the red zone. Now, number five, I'll fully admit I fucked up. I did not take Jim Harbaugh into account and his love of offensive linemen. So I said Malik Nabers, who is, I don't think there's that big of a gap between him and Marvin Harrison, to be honest with you. But they went with Joe Alt, the best offensive tackle, which is fine because Justin Herbert does need protected. However, I don't know who he's throwing to. I guess Quentin Johnston, if he can catch the ball. Joshua Palmer, Garrett Everett. I don't think J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, and yes, you heard that right, they got the Ravens backfield from last year. I don't think either of them are pass catchers. I don't know who their third string running back is. And they have that Parham guy. He's like 6'8", so it'd be cool if he can catch, but I think he's more of a blocking tight end. Plenty more receivers in this draft, however, so they have six more rounds to get another weapon for Justin Herbert. I guess it's good to protect him here, and they got the best tackle in the draft to protect him with. Number seven to the Titans, I said they'd take Rome Odunze. They did not. They went with J.C. Latham. You know, it's funny. I watched the draft. I heard all their names announced. I listened to the Pat McAfee version of the draft because it was free on YouTube. And I still don't know how to say anybody's names. So then number eight. This is... All right, listen. All right. I'm just going to say, I don't think Will Levis needs protection because that dude will just stand in the face of pressure and he'll just deliver the ball. But, you know, it's good to have your quarterback protected. It will maybe help him not make such rash decisions like forcing the ball down the field to DeAndre Hopkins every play or Calvin Ridley, who will just miss it by an inch because that's what Calvin Ridley fucking does. Don't bet on Calvin Ridley. See what I did there? Because he got suspended for gambling. Anyway, we're going to go to number 8, which I had, you know, Brock Bowers, because I said it's the Falcons. What they have Kyle Pitts, and they will not value Kyle Pitts, and they will not, you know, make a good team decision here. Well, they one up me. I never in a million years saw this one coming. I bursted out laughing. They just signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year, like, mega deal. $100 million guaranteed. And then they go and take Michael Penix Jr., who, honestly, is my least favorite of the top 6 quarterbacks. I don't think, from what I've seen, that he puts any zip on the ball. I don't think he creates velocity. If he had a throw power rating in Madden, I believe it would be, like, an 82 or some shit. Like, if you don't have at least an 88 in throw power in Madden, you're not very useful. And I just don't see him having an 88 or above. It's just like, and then you have Kirk Cousins on the first year of his deal that you paid a lot of money for. Nobody on the team knew. Kirk Cousins' agent came out and said they were unaware, so they aren't happy. There's a video on Twitter, X, whatever you want to fucking call it, about it shows the GM of the Falcons, like, explaining to Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, he's trying to justify it, which is just awful pick, but you know what? It's the Falcons. Falcons gonna fail. Then we had the Bears back up on the clock. I had them taking Fuega, the tackle, because Caleb Williams' career is not going to be long there behind that offensive line. And they went with Rome Odunze instead. They were chasing clout, as my buddy put it. And they wanted a flashy weapon for their new flashy quarterback to go along with, you know, DJ Moore and whoever the fuck else they have, Keenan Allen. Cole Kmet. Also, my neighbor just started mowing his lawn, so I apologize if you hear that. Maybe I'll just take a break here and come back to it. So, after editing, I realized that the lawnmower was going a lot longer than I thought it was. My apologies, I'm not going back and recording this. It was on the other side of the house. I have noise-canceling headphones on whenever I record. So, just bear with me. It's fine, probably. You know. That's all. Real quick, let's cover the top 10, then I'll come back to it, and you guys will never know, except for the fact that I just announced it. So J.J. McCarthy went next, and he went to the Vikings, who traded up one spot to get him. One spot. I loved what happened in the NFC North this draft. It's just like, the Lions should stay on top. Should. My hopes aren't up. I know better, but I do love what happened. I mean, maybe the Broncos were like, hey, if you don't do this, we're going to, but I don't know. Moving up one pick seemed kind of silly to me to get your quarterback. I mean, if you love him, you love him, I guess, but, you know, he's going to sit behind Sam Darnold most likely. We'll see what happens here, and that's how the top 10 is going to go. I'm going to come back once my neighbor's done mowing. Okay, back to it. At number 11, the Jets fell back and took Olu Fashanu, the guy I projected them to take. So I'm doing great. 3 right so far. And they needed that because their quarterback is pretty old and coming off an injury. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers, of course. And then the Broncos get Bo Nix, who I had not going in the first round. But, you know, they needed a quarterback. He kind of fits Sean Payton's, what he likes to do, sit in the pocket, read defenses, and let it go. The question is, can he read the defenses? And then the Raiders give up on Michael Myers after 1 year and take Brock Bowers. Either that, or else they want to run a lot of 2 tight end sets, which could maybe make a comeback. You know, think back in the day with the Patriots with Gronk and Hernandez. Hopefully one doesn't turn out to be, you know, a villain. Then the Saints take Talisi Fuega, which I had going at number 9 to the Bears, who need offensive lineman help. But I did have the Saints taking a tackle, so I'm going to chalk that up as like a small win, you know? I actually got that pick right. I don't know what I'm saying. So far, not too far off, I don't think, but not exactly on. I did have the first defensive player coming off the board at 13, and I thought I was waiting a while, but the first defensive player actually came off the board at 15 to the Colts, and it was Laiatu Latu out of UCLA, the edge rusher. I thought they needed a defensive back a little bit more than that. However, you can't really go wrong with him falling. The only concern is that he has a lot of injury concerns, but I do believe he played his entire last season, so not a huge deal. Pretty good pick for them. Then I had him taking Arnold, of course, who I'll get to later. But that kind of started the defensive player, especially defensive lineman, run, where we had Byron Murphy II out of Texas go to the Seahawks and Dallas Turner go to the Vikings. The Vikings traded up to get him. So I don't know how many picks the Vikings even have left, because I think they traded at least five altogether to move up in the first round between moving up one spot and then moving up here, which I had Dallas Turner going to the Seahawks, which they took a defensive lineman, so, not too far off. I didn't do trades in my mock draft, so that kind of screwed me here. I had the Jaguars taking an offensive lineman. Later, they'll prove me wrong, but I'm not mad here with the Vikings moving up, taking Dallas Turner. Actually, I'm a little bit mad as a Lions fan because I like Dallas Turner, and I think he's going to be rough to deal with. However, good pick for them. Good trade up, I suppose. I don't think they have anything left. Then the Bengals take a tackle. Not the tackle I said they would take, but a tackle. They take Amarius Mims, who I had going a bit later. However, position, right? Hey, for no research whatsoever, I think I did a pretty good job. The Rams get their first round pick, and literally I think they had over 2,000 days marked on their Twitter. And I believe the last pick they took was Jared Goff in the first round, and here they got Jared Verse. So the rule is every 5, 6, 7 years they have to take a Jared, apparently. I had them taking somebody who was listed as an interior defensive lineman. However, they end up going with Jared Verse, who can play the interior defensive line position. He's listed as an edge, however, and that's why I didn't have him here, because I haven't done my research on these players. Not bad. I think I'm still doing pretty solid. Then I thought the Steelers would be flashy, take a receiver to pair up with George Pickens. However, they did what I would consider more of a smart thing, and they took Troy Fatanu out of Washington. He is a guard. It's not sexy, it's not fun, but it is smart. Their offensive line is not great. Then we have the Dolphins, and I wish I had some way where I recorded what I said to my friends that I was watching the draft with. I said, the Dolphins, I have them memeing here and taking Xavier Worthy because Mike McDaniel cannot resist speed. And if they do not meme here, if they do not make me correct, then the Chiefs are going to get Xavier Worthy and we are all going to hate life. We'll come back to the Chiefs later, but the Dolphins did not take Xavier Worthy. They took Chop Robinson, which is a smart move for them. They need edge help. But, I wish I put it on record somehow, because I felt like a prophet. Up next, I had the Eagles taking Latu, who has already gone, and then the Eagles end up taking Quinyon Mitchell, the top rated cornerback on the board, I do believe, which they do need corner help. I mean, their corners are kind of set, but they are aging and showing signs of regression because of the aging. And it's just a smart pick by them. I'm just not used to the Eagles taking anyone but a defensive lineman, particularly out of Alabama. Then the Jaguars, who traded back earlier, end up taking Brian Thomas Jr. All right, so I understand Trevor Lawrence needs a weapon. I couldn't tell you. I think he has like Say Jones at this point. That Buffalo Bills Gabe Davis, they overpaid. And now they got another weapon for Trevor Lawrence, who will once again be running for his life unless they pull some fucking magic out of the hat in the second through seventh round. I don't understand why, whenever you have a young, talented generational quarterback, you don't want to protect him. You want him running for his life. Like, Trevor Lawrence, just... It's my albatross to bear, I guess, for thinking that teams might want their young quarterbacks protected. No, they can run. They'll be fine. Then they'll make poor decisions. Then whatever. Here is the Lions pick coming up because they traded up for somebody that Brad Holmes loves. And I tell you what, in Brad Holmes, I trust. This dude, last year, I was super angry with him. And both picks ended up being pretty good and made a lot of sense in the long run. So he trades up. He does not take Kool-Aid. He does not take Cooper DeSean. He ends up taking the other Alabama cornerback, Terrion Arnold, who I had going a lot earlier to the Colts. So in my mind, it's good value. I saw the tape. He's a press corner. That's what the Lions want. They want tough, physical players with a lot of attitude, which I think Kool-Aid also fit. I mostly wanted Kool-Aid for his name. And it's fine. It's good. I like it. I actually like it a lot. The only thing that makes me nervous is down the field, he does have separation issues. I mean, the Lions just haven't had a good corner in a while. We have Cam Sutton. We have Brian Branch, who eliminated, like, he hides a lot of the hurt in that secondary. But I don't know. Hopefully this guy's good to go day one. They did sign a bunch of corners in the offseason. I am excited for the season. Should be fun. Jared Goff still does not have a deal done, which makes me a little bit nervous because they shelled out a lot of money over the past week. After that, we have the Packers taking Jordan Morgan, which I didn't think that was the name of the person they took, but I know they got a tackle. I don't think that was the tackle they took, though. I don't know. I'm looking at ESPN. I'm not going to disagree with ESPN. I'm sure they're right. I know I was watching the Pat McAfee coverage, and Ty Schmidt, dressed as Mad Mel, was super upset about this because he wanted the Packers to take Cooper DeSean, which would have made a lot of sense because Cooper could be a great safety. I think he could move around the field some or be a good nickelback. Cooper's still on the board, however, and it would be cool if the Lions found a way to get him as well, because they need secondary help. I also need them to take an edge rusher at some point to play opposite of Hutch. I mean, they have James Houston, they have Lee McNeil, they have good defensive linemen. It's just none of them are really getting after the passer other than on third downs. Sometimes James Houston will. But he also has been injured a lot lately, so hopefully they get a little bit of depth there. Hopefully they continue building that defense because I think the offense is good to go. The Packers, however, are protecting their young quarterback. So, you know, nice to see, not really as a Lions fan, but nice to see somebody valuing their young quarterback. Speaking of protecting your quarterback, the Bucks take Graham Barton, who I had listed as a guard, but he's listed as a center on ESPN. I think it's a smart move. Protect Baker, let Baker bake. Then we have the Cardinals back on the clock, and they took Darius Robinson, an edge rusher, which I think they need a lot of defensive help, actually, so good pick. And here is where I felt like a prophet. The Bills trade down. They trade down to the Chiefs, you know, that team that they can't beat ever. And then, not except for that one time with an offsides call that Patrick Mahomes cried about for, like, weeks, then They need a wide receiver. Diggs left them. Diggs is on the Texans now. They trade down with the Chiefs. The Chiefs take Xavier Worthy. If there's one team we don't want having all that speed, it's the Chiefs. Hopefully he turns out to be like most receivers that play for them and just drop the ball a lot. But, you know, this three-peat is starting to look like it's more of a reality. And I want to be happy for my one buddy who's a Chiefs fan. But, oh man, it is painful to see the same team just win over and over. It's so boring. I hate it. Like, it's not fun when it happens. Let's move on. Cowboys take Tyler Guyton. Now, I did have them taking an offensive lineman because I thought it would not be flashy. It would not be, you know, good for the fans. And they end up taking an offensive lineman, which, great for Dak. But, you know, it's just fun seeing them say all in, and it's still all in, comma, my ass. I've given up at this point on my mock draft because nothing else I have is right or even close. It's been dead for a while. Up next we have the Ravens. They end up taking Nate Wiggins, a cornerback, the fastest cornerback in the draft, apparently. I asked my friend that's a Ravens fan, what's up, Chad, if he was happy with it, and he said, yeah, after the Chiefs took Worthy, we need the fastest corner to keep up, because the Chiefs are just the final boss now, and it's going to be tough to keep up with them. So yeah, happy he got the fastest corner. Good pick for the Ravens. 49ers next, they surprised everybody by taking Ricky Purcell. Now, I've seen some quarterbacks saying that they're upset that their team didn't take him. Apparently, he is an elite receiver. Brandon Ayuk texted Kyle Shanahan saying he was happy with the pick. I'm not sure if that's because he is Ayuk's old teammate and Ayuk's happy to see him on the team, or if that means Ayuk is getting traded and he's happy with that. But apparently he is a good blocking wide receiver. To be on 49ers, you kind of have to be a good blocking wide receiver. Good pick for them, I suppose. And Ayuk is pretty much a stealer in my eyes. Then for one last final bit of excitement, we have the Bills trading down to the Panthers. The Panthers come up one spot and they get their guy, Xavier Leggett. And this guy is probably pretty good for them because Bryce Young needs help. Bryce Young needs an offensive line. Bryce Young needs an offensive weapon that's not 35 years old. Bryce Young is the only... Bryce Young could be good someday. I just hope it's not too late and his confidence isn't, completely shattered by the time that they do get him all the help he needs. Because I don't believe they have a lot of picks. The reason a lot of people, because they would have the next pick, the reason Bill Belichick said that they probably moved up was for the fifth-year option in 5 years to save a little bit of money, because wide receivers' contracts are going kind of up and up and up, as everybody's contracts are in the NFL. And then that's it. That's the entire first round. It took 4 hours to complete. I think it started at 8, finished at midnight, I do believe. I don't know. Time just isn't relevant. It was one of the most hilarious draft classes I've ever seen. I got 4 out of 32 picks right. Pretty high percentage right there, if I do say so myself. Doing a great job. Definitely trust me with all your mock drafts. I do believe teams got better. Some teams made head-scratching mistakes. That's why I was so... The fucking Falcons, dude. The fucking Falcons. What are they ever doing? You think with their... I'm not a Falcons fan. Fuck them. Anyway, so a lot of fun doing mock drafts. A lot of fun talking about the draft. I do believe we have some time off from football now. Not sure what I'm doing next week because I have a lot of plans. It's just, I can't place what week is what because some of them are involving guests and it's whenever they are ready, and some of them are involving me and what order I decide I want to go in. But we'll cross that bridge whenever we get there. Once again, the people listening on their way to the escape room, we're going to get out. We're going to get the free drink. We are going to have a good time. We are going to succeed. Positive mindset going into this. Positive mindset. Get your thinking caps on. Let's fucking go. Let's do this shit. If you want to follow me, my personal social medias are at The Real B Shrek. If you search The Real B Shrek and you do not find me, I don't have that social media. Shrek Attack has a Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, all at Shrek Attack. The NFL offseason is pretty much done at this point. I mean, there can still be trades and free agent pickups, but the first round's the exciting one. I'm not going to cover 2nd through 7th unless the Lions get somebody I really like. Maybe the Steelers get somebody that, my friends like. But other than that, I think the NFL's done to NFL season. And except for whenever I get one of my friends on the show, we will be talking football. I think that's going to be more of a season 2 thing. We might talk power rankings or something, what we predict the rankings will be later on in the year. We'll get there. Anyway, follow me on the social medias. Everybody, I please have an excellent day, Chin up, positive vibes, all that shit. Let's hit the fucking music. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Can I still say, oh yeah, if... you know, the new rookie corner for the Lions gets an interception or something. Like, I don't think I can do that now.